It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Josh, remind everybody where you're going to be this weekend because I want people to come up and see you.
I'll be in Central City this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Halloween Spooktacular, which Katie said earlier is a free event. So yeah. Bring the family up there. It'll be so much fun. A lot of Halloween fun activities going on. I think we're going to be learning the Thriller dance
as well.
It's going to be super cool. Yeah.
Have you been practicing? Are you like watching YouTube before you go up?
I don't even know how it goes, so I'm going to go up there completely blind. You want to talk about a generational gap? I don't know the Thriller dance.
I guess that's probably right.
No
clue. But it is fairly iconic, so that's probably
There's one thing they move their hands. That's the only thing
Just like that. You got that part down.
That was perfect.
Really well done.
Do I even need to learn anything?
Do it again. Wow. It's like you're in the video.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Get on the YouTube later and watch that, all right?
I kind of want to go in blind. I think it'd be kind of fun.
I guess you could do that, too.
Yeah.
L.A.'s got to teach me.
L.A. is the dance instructor who's going to be there teaching everybody the Thriller dance. I understand there's going to be some pop-up bars as well, which is fantastic. And do you know what type of candy you're giving away yet?
No, but the good kind. It's going to be the good kind of candy.
Some gumdrops.
And sugar plums.
Rot your teeth. Individually wrapped peppermint candies.
Oh, yummy. No sticky fingers.
Are you trying to sound old? Is that what you're doing?
Now we're going to talk about the old people. Eating their Werther's Originals.
Oh, Werther's.
Every Halloween, I like to hand out that taffy that's rock hard.
Butterscotch.
It's the peanut butter taffy that's old, gross.
They'll chip your tooth.
You kids love bitter honeys, don't you?
Oh, my gosh.
Betsy here's got a handful of bitter honeys for you.
Some strawberry candies.
Now, you got to say trick-or-treat for me. Say trick-or-treat. So, yes, we are going to talk about aging gracefully.
Yep.
Right now. And this is all because the other day, Josh was giving me hell. You're so old. Because I was voice texting somebody here in the studio. I had a couple things going at once, and I just hit the little microphone, and I voice texted him.
It's because half the time I think you're talking to me. I go, dude, what are you doing? And I thought you were talking to us. And you go, oh, I'm just voice texting. And I go, you are a grandfather.
So old.
That's what he said. It's so much quicker, at least for my generation, to type with your thumbs. Yeah, and you're like, it's quicker to speech text.
And speech text is so awesome.
No one knows what you're saying because it doesn't read it correctly.
So anyway, then I challenged him to a push-up contest and won.
Crushed me.
This message came in right after we were talking about that on the air. It's from Megan. She's like, I got to chime in here. What's with Josh calling Jeremy old for using voice to text? Seriously, it's 2024 and not the 80s. Voice texting is efficient, it's hands-free, and literally built into every phone for a reason. It's not old, it's smart.
She says with six typos as the phone heard her incorrectly.
Double space after her period. She says, Josh should try it sometime instead of acting like he's too cool for technology. Team Jeremy on this one.
Ooh.
That's for Megan.
Megan
totally wants me, Josh.
Go speech text somewhere else.
So anyway, that was one of multiple messages that came in. They were like, screw you, Josh. And then a lot of them started coming in about, well, this is the old person thing that I do, and it works, and I like it, and I'm not going to change. And we'll talk about this more with Katie, and I've got another one that I do, and Josh, you probably do too.
I'm sure.
I want to dig deeper with you, but if you guys want to sound off about this at any time, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. What's the old person thing that you do and you're young? Katie, what's yours?
I actually go home and I transform into an old person when I put on my bathrobe and my glasses. Like, I look like a grandma. I'm not kidding. When my brother came to visit, he's like, you look like Aunt Marcella. I'm like, shut your mouth, Bubba. I do not look like Aunt Marcella, but I did. Like, he brought up an old picture. He's like, you look just like her. So I don't know what it is, but this Ugg terry cloth bathrobe. It's an Ugg bathrobe.
Hold up.
Right?
Hold on. Yes. That's bougie.
Exactly.
I have seen the Ugg comforters and sheets and stuff. Yeah, they have, and I want them.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had the robes.
They do. They have a bathrobe.
Is it the fuzzy lining like
no,
in the boots?
Terry cloth, so like a towel is what it's like.
I want the fuzzy lining.
Yeah, so they have other bathrobes too, but this one in particular apparently makes me look ancient. But then my glasses—they're the green. You know those like see-through glasses that people wear.
Generally, they are.
The frames are see-through. You know, the clear frames.
Clear frames,
the
yes.
The clear frames. Josh, the clear frames that everybody thinks makes you look younger, it makes you look old.
Way
like,
older.
When people really? Wear them, I'm like, you look like my Aunt Marcella. And so I instantly look like my Aunt Marcella with these glasses. So for me,
we need a side-by-side if you could make that happen this weekend.
I don't know why I do that to myself, but I'm going to do it.
So robes are a very like old person thing to do. You throw on the robe and you lounge around. I don't see the point in the robe. I'm not a big robe guy.
It's chilly.
It's drafty.
Yes.
If
right. Like, I'm not one to like go on a couple's retreat and we wander around in robes all day.
We'll wait till you try it. You'll never go back.
It's a hard pass.
Either, yeah.
Once you robe, you never go back.
Open right. robe.
Yeah.
So yours is robing. You be robing. Josh.
Robin.
You big talker over there. I'm so young and cool. What's the old person thing?
Well, I got two things, and I'm not sure if this is an old person thing, but it is in my family at least. I have a pair of at-home slippers that I always wear.
House shoes.
At home. They're my house shoes. Yeah, and I take my you know work shoes or outdoor shoes off, put them on a little rug that I have next to my front door, and I have like shoes waiting there for me. So they're my like at-home little slip-on shoes. They're
don't
so
want to
warm.
Stain the carpet.
I don't want to. They're great.
Scuff up the hardwood floors.
And then I have another one that I don't do yet, but I really, really want to. I want to collect like mini trains.
You want to be a conductor.
Are you going to be a conductor?
Are you going to do the trains in your basement where you set up like a whole thing with like tunnels and real smoke?
I kind of want to, man. Like I want a little city.
I love this.
I kind of want that. Is that old?
It's amazing.
Yes. That's an old white dude that is sick of his family that goes and hides in his basement. He has an entire city built.
That's what I want. And I'll be like the mayor of the city.
Yeah.
I can control it however I want.
I love how you don't have a family and you already want to leave them.
I'll be down in the basement hand painting figurines.
Yes.
Today I'm working on the firehouse.
I might even have a Thomas the Choo Choo. Like I might
have
do that.
To.
That's a solid old person thing.
It's an old person thing.
But also very rad.
I know, really right? Cool. I'll let you come over and you can look, but don't touch. You can look, but don't touch.
That's so good. Josh was giving me hell a couple days ago because I was voice texting. He's like, that is such an old guy thing to do. I was like, screw you, dude. We all have a tinge of old person in us. We all do something that's a little old.
Can I just say why it was old is because, like, when you do the voice text, normally it will, like, put punctuation for you. But Jeremy would say a sentence and then go, blah, 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 blah. Period.
False.
Blah, 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 blah. Exclamation mark.
False.
Blah, 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 blah.
You have to tell it.
You have to tell it.
You have to tell it.
You have to tell it some things. If you just type in, if you just say the sentences, it will... Put the correct. No, it will put
no,
the punctuation
the
for you at
no.
the end.
So you're not familiar with it because you don't use it.
It will put the punctuation for you at the end. I promise you.
Wrong.
False.
I'm gonna do it
false.
Right now.
Fake news. This is false.
Yeah, you have to say da 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 da.
Period.
Exclamation point. Da 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 da.
Hold on.
Question mark. Do it right now. Do something.
I am. Hey guys, how are you doing today? It literally goes, "Hey guys, comma, how are you doing today?" Question mark. Didn't have to say anything. Ha.
Your phone's just smarter than mine.
I didn't
mine
have to say anything.
That.
I said, "Hey guys, how are you doing today?" It just
still
did
false.
That. No,
yeah, you're wrong, Josh. I don't care what you say.
You're still wrong.
That's an old person trait too. Always being right.
For being so stupid, Josh. Jessica wrote in and said, "Saturday nights, I brew a pot of coffee, put on some light jazz, and work on a 1,000-piece puzzle."
Oh
my gosh.
She said, "My friends are out partying. I am sitting in a recliner, swearing under my breath." Because I can't find that one corner piece. That was from Jess. Amy says, "Jer, tell Josh to shut his face. Voice texting is not old. Her favorite pastime is knitting, and I'm his age." So she's what, 29? You're 29?
29, yeah.
She's into knitting.
All right.
And I'm not going to read that one. All right, we've got a couple of phone lines open here. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What's the old person thing that you do? And I got Stacy. Hey, Stacy.
Hey.
Hi.
I was calling because my dad does trains.
Oh.
And so definitely an old white guy thing.
I told you.
It's also pretty cool.
It takes so much talent. I love
so
it.
So to like recap.
The painting, the scenery, and like getting everything set up, and it's a lot.
The little trees
and
like
meet
in the
for
park.
Lunch. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They meet for lunch every Wednesday, and then they go to someone's house to work on it.
Stacy, hold on. Can I come to that? Can I please meet for lunch on Wednesdays with them?
Yeah.
Yes.
So to recap, Josh wants to build a train set in his basement, like
I
with
do.
The miniatures and the little town and the tunnels and
he's
all
gonna
that.
He's going to wear the conductor
so.
Hat,
he wanted to
too.
Do it the entire time I was growing up, and my mom wouldn't let him.
Oh, so now he's like...
got his, like, basement full.
I'm telling you, it's a way to get away from your spouse and your children and just go decompress. And has he ever said how much money he's put into that?
Oh, there are thousands of dollars.
I bet.
And
how much time? That has to be like a part-time job in itself.
That's why you guys.
Yeah, but then they take it apart too. It's like modular, so they can bring it in pieces, and then they bring it to different shows to show off.
That is the coolest thing.
So nerdy.
I want to join your dad. That is so cool. I will, Stacey. I will be doing that one day. I can promise you that.
Okay.
I will tell you.
The outdoor ones too, if you want.
Okay.
The ones that go through, like, your garden.
Yeah. So growing up, I had a buddy that his dad not only did the miniatures, but then he would go out in the garage and build ones that you could actually ride. So, like, the kids could ride.
No.
So, not only did
he have... That's how Disneyland started.
They had
a train. Walt Disney had a train around his property
that
he made.
That sounds familiar. I think I've heard that before.
That's so cool.
Well, we would always go over and sit on the trains in this guy's garage and fire them up and just, like, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga around the neighborhood, you know? This is why I didn't have a girlfriend in high school.
I was going to say... Hop on my train.
Stacey, tell your dad we said hello, and thanks for calling, all right?
Yeah, and my old person thing is complaining about my back.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah, that's a thing for sure. All right, have a good weekend, Stacey.
Thanks, Stacey.
Thanks, Stacey.
Bye. We got a Misty on the line. Hey, Misty.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. What's the old person thing that you do?
Well, first, Jer, I just tested Josh's theory while I was on hold. I just did the voice text, hey, guys, how are you doing? And it put all the punctuation in.
Thank you, Misty.
Whoa, Misty.
I'm so sad. I thought it was fake news, too.
Yes.
I know. I've always said exclamation point, question mark.
Yes.
That's the old person.
Yes.
Stop.
Yep.
I'm going to punch you in the throat after the show today.
You may not be lived to be old, Josh.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
What's your old thing that you do, Misty?
I have started wearing muumuus.
Yes.
On purpose.
Hold on. So I'm trying to...
Like, I come home, I take off my work clothes, and I just put on a muumuu and go about my night, make dinner. It swishes. It's long. It's a dress, so I feel, like, kind of cute in it.
So, yeah, like, the muumuu is like a nightgown almost, right?
But they're, like, you don't go to bed in it because it's too much fabric. It's too loose.
You just muumuu around.
Like, you get all tangled. Yes.
Where do I get a muumuu? Do you just get them on Amazon?
At the Ugly Store?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I got a cute one. It's like hot pink.
Yes.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, I was going to ask you what the pattern was on
it. So cute.
Are you able to send us a picture of you in your muumuu?
I can't get like a full length one. I only have it from like a headshot.
All right. I kind of want
to
see.
Because it's so long. It's like, you know, it touches the ground.
Right. I'm going to say that's
but
probably.
Like, I'll take the trash out in it. I just need like a cigarette dangling from the corner of my mouth. Like
curlers in your hair.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
How old are you right now? Currently?
47.
47 in a muumuu? Yeah, that's an old person thing. So.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
But I'm trying to convince everyone to get one, and then we could do like bar crawls.
Yes.
In our muumuus.
Let's not.
I'm down for this. I would be right there.
All right,
there
Katie,
with you.
I'll send you an invite.
Thank
and
you.
Not the boys.
I'm there.
And when it gets chilly, we can throw on our robes too. I'm on my muumuu journey right now.
Team robe.
Oh, Misty, you are hilarious. Thank you. Call often, all right?
Thank you. Have a good one.
See you around.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Josh, am I talking to anybody else? I see a couple lines ringing. We can see. I don't know the names. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, Richard. You're on the air. What's the old person thing that you do?
So I've just noticed this about a couple of weeks ago. Well, my wife and I just had our first baby about 6 months ago. But since then, my old person antics just got big. I have like a bedtime like ritual. What I do?
Yeah. What do you do? Tell me about it.
I starting at 7 o'clock. I go and I take my shower. I make sure to shave, like all before 8:30. Like, and then at 8:30, I sit down in my bed for about an hour, and I read my book.
Yep. Same.
Like, I'm only 37. And, you know, my little brother called me one time and he was like, yo, I'm about to hop on Xbox. You want to play? And I'm like, oh, no, I got to get ready for bed. He was like, it's 8:15.
Yes, that's right.
That's
good. Welcome
so,
to the world of being a parent, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but man, I'm getting older. I'm like, it's 52 degrees right now, and I got my heater blasted. I have the seat warmers on. I'm like, what is going on?
Got your sweater? Rocking a sweater?
Sweater weather.
Sweater. You got that thin skin going on, buddy.
Oh,
thin
skin.
Right? Hey, man, I appreciate.
I'm gonna cut it off once I start wearing socks with flip flops. Then
that's it.
Don't knock it, dude. Don't knock it, Richard. Hey, buddy, have a killer weekend. I appreciate you calling in, man.
Thanks, Richard.
All right, we're so out of time, but
oh my goodness,
those are fantastic. Speaking of the socks, I do want to give you one more thing that I do that I absolutely love. It's such an old person thing. I love the very high, tight-fitting white socks.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Compression socks? You're
Why?
Wearing compression socks?
My blood
socks?
Flows so
Borderline
good.
Borderline compression socks,
no.
But I
Dude.
Like the way they feel on my calves.
Are you rocking them right now?
Not,
yes,
no.
Check.
No.
They're not
so
my
old,
white ones.
You forgot?
Yeah. I said, what? Do I even have socks on today?
Jerry.
Yeah, so I like...
Not with shorts, though, right?
I like tall, tight-fitting socks. With shorts, even.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I got nothing else to say.
It's just who I've become. Exclamation point.
Oh, no.